Good morning and greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ on this, the celebration of the resurrection of our Lord, Easter Sunday. And I want to just say a few things before we try to do a little bit of the liturgy for you. Easter greetings to one and all. I had a wonderful surprise as I came in to record a little bit of the liturgy and the sermon. Connie Meunier came in and changed the pyramids and got the white and the gold pyramids and the Easter banner and adorned the cross and put the flowers out. And I'm deeply touched and I feel a connection even with an absence in being physically present. We're in this together and it meant that much to her and it meant a lot to me. And what a blessing. And I hope you all enjoy the fact that we're going on the best we can as normal. What I have in mind here, Leslie and I are at the church. We're going to try to go through the front part of the liturgy, at least through the reading of the first two lessons and the psalm, and also do a couple hymns to get together. The apologies for my voice and all this. I hope it's of some help. And then on another track, I will do the gospel reading and the sermon. So, as what normally would happen on a Sunday, I would have people turn into their green hymn books. We'll be in setting two and turning to page 77 for the brief order for confession and forgiveness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. At this time, we will take a moment for reflection and self-examination. Most merciful God, we confess that we are in bondage to sin and cannot free ourselves. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God in his mercy has given his Son to die for us and for his sake forgives us all our sins. As a called and ordained minister of the Church of Christ and by his authority, I therefore declare to you the entire forgiveness of all your sins. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We continue now with our entrance hymn, hymn number 151.
Sing we
We continue our worship on page 78. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia.
Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain, whose blood set us free to be people of God. Power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and blessing and glory are His. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia. Sing with all the people of God and join in the hymn of all creation. Blessing and honor and glory and might be to God and the Lamb forever. Amen. This is the feast of victory for our God, for the Lamb who was slain has begun His reign.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God the Father, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The congregation may be seated.
The first lesson is from the 10th chapter of Acts. So Peter opened his mouth and said, "Truly, I understand that God shows no partiality. But in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. As for the word that he sent to Israel, preaching good news of peace through Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. You yourselves know what happened throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee after the baptism that John proclaimed. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and made him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who had been chosen by God as witnesses, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one appointed by God to be judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalmody is Psalm 16 today. It is found on page 220 in the hymnal. We will do the entire chapter of Psalm 16 all together.
Protect me, O God, for I take refuge in you. I have said to the Lord, you are my Lord, my good above all other. All my delight is upon the godly that are in the land, upon those who are noble among the people. But those who run after other gods shall have their troubles multiplied. Their libations of blood I will not offer, nor take the names of their gods upon my lips. O Lord, you are my portion and my cup. It is you who uphold my lot. My boundaries enclose a pleasant land. Indeed, I have a goodly heritage. I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel. My heart teaches me night after night. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is my right hand, I shall not fail. My heart therefore is glad, and my spirit rejoices. My body also shall rest in hope. For you will not abandon me to the grave, nor let your Holy One see the pit. You will show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy, and in your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
The second lesson is from the third chapter of Colossians. If then you have been raised with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. This is a little out of sequence, but on the second track that you'll have available, I'll be reading the Holy Gospel and giving the message. Leslie and I now at this time are going to turn to the hymn of the day and the recessional hymn and do two stanzas from each one of those. The hymn of the day is hymn number 144, Good Christian Friends, Rejoice and Sing. And we suddenly decided we're going to do all four.
Sing with hearts uplifted.
dancing today with one accord. The life laid down, the life restored. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
And our final hymn, hymn number 143, Now All the Vault of Heaven Resounds. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen. Alleluia.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Go in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.